Blog Talk Radio.
Success Radio Network. We have a special guest tonight, and we're just so tickled. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We welcome you from around the world, from the Philippines, Australia, Dubai, all the way to England and Japan, and, of course, our kissing cousins in Canada. So welcome, everyone, to the show. And my co-host tonight, of course, is, and the chat room is open, is our station manager, Miss Nina. So she'll be running the chat room as well as asking questions, too. So let me get to it about our special guest tonight. Her name is Stephanie Brady, and she's from the company SPIRIT, which is Supernatural Paranormal Investigations Research in Texas. Collectively, they have 11 years of experience, in reaching and investigating the paranormal. They are compassionate, caring, and most of all, respectful of people and spirits of God. They believe spirits have free will, and like we do, they also believe they retain the personalities and emotions that had in life. This is something they always try to remember when they do doing their investigations, that they are dealing with souls deserving of the same decency and kindness we believe we deserve from others. By using knowledge gleaned from the true scientists of the industry, we are trained and skilled. They are trained and skilled, with the mythology of research of the paranormal. Let me bring in Miss Nina. Miss Nina, I got to tell you something. I forgot to tell her to push one. Will she still be able to get into the show?
Oh, yeah. All she has to do is call in.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, yeah, she's going to call in. I don't know why, but I pushed one. Was just playing in my mind. Okay, so I'm bringing in Miss Nina, the co-host and the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. This should be a very enjoyable show. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you are, too. Me up in Canada, where it's freezing and snowing once again.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it too. And the people that I talk to, I know she's got some interesting answers and information for us for sure. So we're all looking forward to that. Okay, well, you know what, folks, I think we're going to begin here in a minute, because Miss Brady has called in and she's here with us. So I believe, without further ado, that you have any announcements, Nina?
No, I handled them all on Monday night.
Okay. Well, without further ado, I'm bringing in Miss Stephanie Brady of the Supernatural Paranormal Investigators Research in Texas. Welcome, Stephanie. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great. How
terrific.
Great.
Okay.
Terrific.
Stephanie, this is Nina. Could you turn down the radio or whatever you have on in the background?
Yeah, actually, I have you on speaker. I'm going to take you off. Okay, how's that?
That's much better. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, there's no radio. I just had you on speaker, so maybe that was it.
Okay. Well, I'll let Nina begin. I know. Well, first off, tell us a little bit about Stephanie and your company. How's that? Let's start off with that first. Who are you?
I'm Stephanie Brady. I've been working in the paranormal industry for about 7+ years. I am emphasizing on protection and cleansing is what I've been doing a lot of research on the last 5 years. And I also started a business with spiritual cleansing kits for the folks that don't have access to professionals or they're scared or embarrassed to ask for help. That way they can access my kits, which has cleansing and protection crystals, protection metals, and then they get my concierge services along with it.
Okay.
So that's that's Paranormal Angels Spiritual Cleansing Kits. So, I've got two other gals that work with me, and collectively we have about 11 years experience.
Okay, now what do the other two gals specialize in?
Just investigations. One is really good with spirit photos, catching spirits in the photos.
Okay, are any of you psychic?
No. I wish intuitive. I'm a little empathic, but no. I think Daria probably has the most gifts of all of us. She can really feel when we come into a place and feel that if it's demonic, the evil, the heaviness of it. And we all can. The longer we work in the industry, the more our gifts become greater.
For sure. Have you ever seen a spirit, or do you just feel
I have? Well, actually, I have. When I was in college, I had a boyfriend that got killed, unfortunately, in a motorcycle accident. For about the first 3 nights after he died, up until his funeral, I awoke and there was a white, opaque figure in front of me. And every time I'd move from one end to the other, it would block my way. And I knew it wasn't my imagination. My roommate woke up and saw the same thing. And then it disappeared. Once the funeral day happened, I never saw or heard anything more about that again.
Well, really?
So it was the one time I did see a spirit.
Okay. Have you ever come across spirits that are threatening?
Yes.
Good question.
There's a couple of times. One, we were in I call the Ouija app investigation. And they had downloaded a Ouija board app and just thinking it was all fun and everything. But it wasn't, and they encountered an evil spirit. I don't know whether it was demonic. It's very easy to make the jump to demonic, but it was definitely evil. And it said, I was reviewing the EVPs later on. You know how spirit is demonic, does everything in threes, three taps. They're mocking the Trinity. And it said my name 3 times on 3 different audios. And it was kind of a menacing way it said my name. So that was kind of
the Ouija boards are really dangerous in improper hands, people who do not know how to use them. My sister and her friend were using a Ouija board one time, and they opened a portal for a very demonic creature type thing, and it came after me. Thank goodness.
Oh,
after
my God.
3 nights. Yeah, and I actually.
How'd you get rid of it?
I just got strong enough. I'm a Reiki master as well as psychic and empathic. So I used my Reiki and I just told him to leave. But you know what? He looked exactly like the demons in the Bible.
Oh my God.
He's very, very scary. But, eventually that's what I did. But the first 2 nights he was there, he scared the heck out of me.
Oh, I bet. I bet you never know who you're letting in.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. Most of the times they're lower-level entities that are just hanging around waiting for something like that to open.
Yeah, and I took the Ouija board away from her at that point. She only lived a few doors street from me, so I took it away from her and I told her, don't you ever use that again. So she has never attempted that again, because she also felt it and didn't know how to deal with it, but thank goodness I did. But
What'd you do with it?
I just told him to leave and to go back
somewhere.
Oh, the Ouija board is in my closet.
Because a lot of people don't know to never burn it, to bury it under running water. Because if you burn it, you're essentially going to let out everything that was in there.
Yes, I know that. So, yeah, that's why it's sitting in my closet. I'm not
right.
going to let go anywhere else or anything because, yeah, I don't want anybody else unleashing anything. What
right.
made you want to become a paranormal investigator?
You know, that experience I was telling you about, I kind of sat on it for 20 years. I raised my boys, and then I decided to go ahead and go after my passion.
Good for you. Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, so kind of
sorry, have you ever come across anything when you're doing an investigation, or have they just been benign?
Most of them, I've never been scratched, believe it or not. I've never been touched. I'm kind of a fearless person, which a lot of people say is not good in that situation. But they will attack if you have fear or anger.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
I think it acts as a benefit for me personally. So, I've never encountered, I've seen other people get scratched. I've seen other people get touched, but myself, I've never experienced it.
Good for you. I'm also, after that experience myself, I'm also very fearless when it comes to spirits and paranormal. I have
right.
a lot of spirits that come and go in my own house all the time because they know
right.
it's safe. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And we also
yeah,
don't.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, like Zach Bagans goes out there. We believe that you got to have respect for the spirits because they are people just like us.
Exactly,
and they have personalities
yeah.
and souls and feelings, and they just don't have a physical body. So we treat them all with respect.
Yeah. Have you ever seen any orbs?
Lots of them. Yeah, definitely lots of them. It's awfully hard sometimes to tell which is dust and which is orbs, but... You know, the longer you do it, the more you're trained your eye gets. And so, yeah, we've seen lots of them.
Yeah, and have your cameras picked them up?
Yes. Yes, camera definitely picks them up. I've seen ectoplasm. I've taken pictures of ectoplasm. I've got a black and white Polaroid camera, which takes amazing ectoplasm photos.
Oh, wow. And do you feel the energy from it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Definitely.
Oh, that's good for you. What does your team do for fun as a group? You must get together besides doing your investigations. Do you have fun nights, just the three of you?
We do. We go out to dinner. We'll go out to lunches. Believe it or not, we'll go out to other haunted public areas. Like we've gone out to the Magnolia House, which is an old house. From the 1800s, and we'll do investigations there. We want to go to some asylum in a few months. They're teachers, so we have to go on their spring break and during the summer.
Oh,
but
wow.
We do a lot of that on our off time.
Well, good for you. It's always nice to connect as a group and get that personal feelings involved as well.
Right,
you
exactly.
Do you ever use any psychics or mediums for your investigations?
No. No, as of yet, we haven't. We just go by scientific equipment. If we can't see that it's scientific, then obviously it's got to be paranormal.
Okay.
And we use a lot by the EVPs. I'm well-versed in EVPs, so we use that a lot. In fact, one time we went out, I don't know if you heard of Sugarland, Texas, they uncovered a slave site from the right after the Civil War, and when the slaves were let free, they kind of floundered. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know where their next meal was going to come from, how they were going to make their money. So this landowner coerced them into working for him, and eventually he treated them like slaves, and he pretty much worked them to death, which is unfortunate. And when they died, he buried them all in a mass grave. Well, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, they were starting to excavate the site for a new school. and they uncovered this mass grave. And so I did go down to the site, and I've got this tape recorder. It's called the DR-60. Back in the 1990s, it's Panasonic. People were complaining they were picking up other people's voices on their recorder.
Hmm.
And turned out they were EVP, so now it's kind of the holy grail of the paranormal world. I mean, these things right now were going, not when I bought them, but now they're going for $2,500 each.
Wow.
So, but they work incredible. And so I would ask if there's any spirits there that want to be crossed over. I got this EVP that said yes. I asked how many. They said seven. I did the slave's prayer and did a little ceremony with some salt and some holy water. And then I asked the angels, I said, have any passed over? Are there any left to pass over? And the answer was no. They all passed over into the light, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So they're still waiting to see what they're going to do about that site right now. Everything's still up in the air. And I'm hoping they do the right thing by them.
No kidding. And that's just, it's extremely sad to think that one person could do that to a person. I'm kind of sitting here kind of heartbroken. I can feel the pain, actually. Lennis, you go ahead. I've been taking over the show here. I'm sorry about that. You go ahead with some questions for Stephanie.
Oh, no, that was fun. I'm just listening. I'm learning, too. How many folks go out on your investigations?
About three of us. There's just three of us on the team, so three of us go out. We have one upcoming investigation, which is going to prove to be very interesting, I think. In fact, a book was written about it, did a movie on it, and did an Investigation Discovery Channel expose on it. But there was quite a controversy of murders in this house. So I'm going to go along, and we're going to see what we get for the family and see what's at that house.
Okay. We'll definitely circle back to that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Is somebody living in that house right now?
Somebody is living in that house right now, yes.
And they are, I expect, feeling things.
They are
being bombarded right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because I think there was at least six deaths, I think, murders.
Wow.
In that
That's
house.
Wow.
So, and they're definitely feeling spirit activity. Six.
Yeah.
Now, is that over the years, Stephanie, or did that happen all at once?
I think it's over probably a 10-year period.
By one specific person or several?
No, several people.
Holy
shit.
Either
died
over on that land. Yeah, it's almost like there's a curse on that land or something.
Yep.
Wow.
It is.
That's crazy.
So,
is that in?
It is. I've got to do a little bit of research and see what to do about curses on the land. I've got a few little inklings here, but nothing concrete. So.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Dennis, go ahead.
Okay. I want to ask Stephanie, what kind of tools do you use when you go out on your sites?
You know, I'm kind of a equipment buff. So everything you see in the shows, I've pretty much got. I don't know if you've seen the structured light sensor camera. We have that. You can see, you turn it on, it's kind of like a tablet that you hold, and you can actually see the spirits come out like skeletons on there. It'll say anomaly detected, and then so you can see the spirits as skeletons. So that'll show us where. And we've done it, you know, little, what I want to call them. Well, for lack of a better word, we just do trial and error. We hold the EMF detectors up and to that area, and they shoot up. They go all the way up to red. So we can tell that there's definitely spirit activity there. But it lets us know. And it's, so that's pretty cool. We have the spirit boxes. where you can communicate with the spirits, with the spirit box. Steve Huff makes them. George Brown makes them. You can ask questions. You can actually carry on a conversation with the spirits through these. We have spirit radios that you can, it goes through the white noises. So you can ask questions and you can get yes or no answers back or names or whatnot. The EMF detectors, like I say, which we can use to communicate with them as well and tell their energy. We've got, let's see, the REM pod, which there again we can ask yes or no questions. If they'll touch the antenna, it'll go off. If they just walk by, it'll go off. We've got motion sensors. We've got, oh my gosh, we've got the tape recorders. We put a tape recorder in every room. We've got cameras that we put in every room. DVR cameras. We've got virtually everything you can think of.
Wow. I saw a little
and we
bit.
We use all that.
On your site, like, wow, look at all the different instruments. But seeing that, you know, got to tell the public while we're interviewing you. Well, let me ask you this. How have you ever had spiritual attachment when you went out on these events?
I believe that I did come home with something twice. I know my son and his partner were upstairs, and I was hearing noises everywhere. And they were kind of feeling something. So they lit a Jesus candle. And it was just going fine. All of a sudden they said it shot up 4 feet in the air and shattered completely. And it freaked my poor son-in-law out so bad. He was actually staging the backyard. I was shaking my head in disbelief. I said, sage the house, not the backyard, for goodness sakes. So we had to do a cleansing. And I put a black tourmaline stones, which is a great stone of protection against evil spirits in every corner of every room. And that took care of it. So, I have brought home things on occasion.
Okay.
No matter how much protection you do, you sometimes think goes through the loop.
Yeah. The possibility of attachment. Okay.
Right.
Are there cases, Stephanie, that you will not take?
Right now, I try not to take demonic. I just got through cancer for treatment for cancer, and I have not been taking demonic cases during that time because it just makes your energy is low, your immune system is low. It makes it easier for them to attach to you.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
So,
because
the same thing
if
you're angry,
already compromised.
Exactly. The same thing. Like if you have a fight or you're angry for an investigation, I have to bow out, or whoever's going has to bow out, because it's just you can't go in there with anger or any ill feelings whatsoever. You're putting yourself at risk.
Okay. Well, I'm on the same page with you and Nina as far as being fearless. I don't get scared. I get angry and go toe-to-toe with them.
Exactly.
You're listening to In the Studio here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Our special guest tonight is Miss Stephanie Brady. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open, and your moderator tonight is Miss Nina, the station manager. Okay, and we're asking Stephanie questions. She's representing SPIRIT, which is Supernatural Paranormal Investigations Research in Texas. And we're asking Miss Brady all kind of good questions. Okay.
I remember that I did a Zach Bagans, and I was angry, and so I was doing religious provocation. I tell you, in the middle of it, I got struck down so hard. I got sick so bad, I couldn't even drive home. It took me 3 hours to drive, a one-hour drive, and I was on the couch for 5 days. I couldn't move.
Oh.
So I learned my lesson.
Wow.
I will never be religious
not to be angry
again.
When you're going up against another spiritual essence or yeah.
Right, exactly. Because this one was demonic.
Oh, well, yeah, it's going to thrive on that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever had a case that baffled y'all? That, like, what the heck?
Yeah, definitely. There was one that, you know, we couldn't figure out if there was an attachment in something she had brought home, or if there was a spirit that was just materialized for some reason. Sometimes you don't know why they materialize. I mean, I think there's so many spirits around us, whether they be earthbound or they crossed over and came down, that they're all around us in every house. I mean, so we couldn't pinpoint exactly where it came from. And in doing that, we did several cleansings. We still couldn't get rid of it. Finally, I think that one of the people took away plastic flowers, if you believe it or not, that she had gotten from an antique vase, and took that out of the house, and that solved the problem.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
Yeah.
It's the last thing we would have thought of.
No kidding. You would never think that would be the what they attach to. Very, very
exactly.
Interesting. Do you use smudging at all, Stephanie?
I do. I don't use traditional sage, though. I tend to be allergic to it. I use Palo Santo, because a lot of people don't realize that the sage also takes all energy out, including your positive. So they have to go back through each room and send an intention, a positive intention for each room. Palo Santo is much stronger than sage, and it also puts back in positivity as well as takes out the negativity. So I much prefer the Palo Santo.
Yeah, I use a combination of sweet grass and sage. And because I am a Reiki master, I set my intentions to be very positive as I am smudging each room. So, that does, you have to do that for sure.
Exactly. And people don't realize as well, you need to get the negative out by going counterclockwise. An argument with a lady about this about a month ago, and she thought it was clockwise. I said, no, you've got to do it counterclockwise to get out the negative energy, and clockwise to put back in the positive energy.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, what kind of mindset do you have to have prior to beginning your investigations?
I do a little meditation before. I have to be calm. I have to be, you know, full of love and at peace before I go in. Definitely. Feeling 100%. I don't go in if I feel ill or angry or any bad emotions or anything. I just set my mindset for positive.
Is religion or faith part of your investigations?
It is. I like to call it more spirituality than religion. So it definitely is, without a doubt. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I call on them a lot. And the angels, I call on them a lot. St. Michael, Raphael, St. Uriel, and even the angel of death, Aziel, if I want to cross over spirits.
Okay, do you use any elemental protection when you're doing that?
As far as,
you know, like stones or whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
I use crystals. I will use a St. Benedict's medal that is blessed. I'll bring a lot of holy water, salt, and I always have a thing of Palo Santo. I smudge myself before and after. And we have a protection prayer before and one after, telling the spirits or whatever that I'm not allowed to follow us. And then we smudge to make sure that they don't follow us.
Have you been on an investigation where a case affected your emotions? And why I'm asking this, because I'm empathic too, and Nina and I both are psychic, so sometimes even when we do readings, we get off the air and we're like, you know, I felt like crying. And she goes, yeah, me too. It just really bothered me or something. So when you go on your investigations, do you ever have that where it's affected you emotionally?
Yes, a few times. Especially when it feels heavy. Like, I can feel cobwebs. If there's something, a lot there, I can feel cobwebs on my face. And that's how I know that there is something heavy there. So, yeah.
You'll feel
just,
what on your face? I'm sorry.
Cobwebs.
Oh, okay.
Like spider
okay. Spider like
web.
A veil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it does affect me at times. I will. I've at times felt like crying. I've felt angry. Like a religious provocation one, which is not smart. So, yeah, it does affect me at times.
Well, I'm going to ask you one more question. I'm going to turn it back to to Nina. Do you ever work with animals, people who call you that they, you know, because animals of some people are their children. Have you ever been called
right.
in for that?
No, not as of yet. But it's one of the first questions I do ask the people. Are your animals acting up? Are they staring in one spot? Are they refusing to go into a room? Or whatnot, because animals, I find, are our best indicators that there is a spirit around. That's probably the first indicators.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I find I'm most empathic towards is animals. Myself.
Yeah. Do you ever use an animal yourself?
No, I haven't.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you is I have a very good friend that has a paranormal investigation company up here in Alberta, Canada. And
right.
she uses her dog, and her dog is very good. I know both my dog and my cat can tell when there's spirits and or angels in the room. They
exactly.
Sometimes will let me know before I even know.
Right, right. That I certainly believe, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever thought of maybe bringing up an animal to help with your investigations?
I haven't thought of it until right now, but that's a great idea. I have a great rescue dog that would be perfect for that, I think.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm thinking, too, because I know she took her dog into a very, very haunted building. It's now a bar or whatever in Calgary, and her
right.
dog could pick up spirits like crazy, like Glimmer was just all over it. So, yeah, it might be a good tool for you in the future.
That's a great idea. I think I might try it in this next message. That'd be
yeah,
wonderful.
They say the females are better at finding this kind of, or healing this kind of thing better than the males are.
Right. Okay. Yeah, he's male, so I don't know. But I do have a female pug. We have three dogs, so I might try the
yeah.
pug.
That would be cute.
Yeah, that would be, wouldn't it? A paranormal pug.
Yeah, I like it.
Go ahead.
You don't sound like you're feeling too well, Stephanie. Are you okay?
I'm just getting over a cold.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
but I'm feeling fine. And the residual cough left over.
Ah, poor you. All right, Lennox, go for it.
Well, I was going to ask, have you ever experienced anything in your investigations not from this realm? You went out on the spiritual thing, but realized that it wasn't even from this realm. Have you experienced that?
I have not as of yet, no. No, I can't say that I have. But that would be extremely interesting. You know, I've heard of people that have been contacted by aliens or UFOs or things like that, but I haven't as of yet. I would welcome it, though.
Very interesting.
Never.
Go ahead, Nina.
You never know now that you put it out there. You
right, exactly.
You might just encounter. And good for you if you do. You have to let us know.
Yeah, I will. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I find it interesting when I've interacted. Do you ever use astrology in your investigations or horoscopes or anything like that?
No, I don't. I do
okay.
Use a lot of crystals, like I say, for protection. But no, I haven't used astrology or anything like that. That would be very interesting. It's one area I'd like to explore more.
Mm. Now, let me ask you this question. Have you ever had to return, Stephanie, to a location that you have already investigated?
Yeah, the Ouija board app we did. That took about 2 or 3 cleansings, I think, because it focused on the older woman there, the grandmother, and it would shake her bed. It would plague her with illnesses. She went to the ER, I can't tell you how many times. Each time they got her there, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. They said nothing was wrong with her. She'd go back home. She'd be sick instantly again. So it was really, being merciless to her. So it took, I think, about 3 or 4 times before we got rid of what was there.
And was the grandmother well after that?
The grandmother was well after that, yes.
Wow.
So it definitely left. And she was the most religious and spiritual of everything. And so that's probably why it attacked her, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right. So.
Now, when you're out on your investigations, do you have the people ever help to assist you and your staff when you're doing investigations?
We do. A lot of times they want to come along. A lot of times we'll always have the monitor set up in the base room, which is usually the kitchen or the living room. So a lot of times they'll monitor the monitors for us and let us know if they see anything. They'll come along and we'll show them how to use some of the equipment and they can go ahead and test that. And we do from time to time have them come along. Generally, there's no children involved. We don't generally, unless a child is definitely involved with it and getting hurt by the entity, we generally don't have children under the age of 18.
So most of the time it's adults that you're removing?
Exactly.
Not children?
Exactly. Right.
So
right.
The children, what, is that like very low as far as that about children compared to the adult that's still here?
That's what I've found in my experiences so far, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Because a lot of times earthbound spirits, they're either angry at something, they don't know they've died because they were murdered, or that just happened way too fast for them. They're attached to a person or an object or a house or whatnot. And this was, from what I've heard, the main reasons why they stay behind, they'll cross over. Or someone's grief keeps them here.
Now, when they're still here, is that from the family bereavement that they're holding them here, or is it just that they're confused and lost and don't know which direction to go? The spirit.
I think it's all of them, or they're angry. I think it's all of those. I'm trying to incorporate, like I say, a crossing over cleansing, where they're not going to go anyways if they're a human spirit. They've got free will, and no matter how many times I cleanse, if they don't want to go, they're not going to go. But
have you had that happen?
We've had that happen before. And a lot of people don't want them to go if they're their relatives as well. So if they don't want them to go, they're not going to go. If they want them here.
Now, what do you do in that case? Do you consider that a failure, or do you consider that just they're not going to move? How do you declare that?
I tell them if it's human and they don't want to go, we can't make them go. They have free will just like you and I. So I preface that before we do the cleansing. But generally, if it's an evil, evil spirit, we can get them to go. Or if it's demonic, we can get them to go.
Now, what's the time on your investigations? Are you there for like a few days or 24 hours? Or
probably about, I would say, anywhere from 4 to 7 hours.
We do
the investigation, yeah. And then we, if they want, a lot of times they don't want to have the cleansing. They just want to know what's there. Cleansing will take an hour and a half. And we insist that the whole family that is at the investigation come back and kind of take back their dwelling. with us and prove that they're strong and tell the spirit to go, because it is, after all, their space. And they need to be strong, and they need to tell the spirit they don't want them there. So we can do all we want, but they need to be able to take back the house, essentially.
Now, when these people call you in, are they believing what your group can do, or are they just maybe down to their last and they don't know what to do? They're just scared and need to do something.
Combination of both, I think. I think fear has a lot to do with it, without a doubt. Crazy activity has made a lot of skeptics believers, you know.
Okay. That's
so,
what I'm asking, because, you know, some people don't understand the paranormal feel. So that's what I'm asking.
Right. If they see things being thrown or things opening, you know, I mean, I think generally they're believers, whether they were or not. A lot of times what we run up against is that the wife is a believer and the husband is not. And a lot of times the husband won't be there. Which is not entirely great, because he needs to be, the whole family generally needs to be there, minus the kids, in order to take back the house.
Right, right.
So that.
Now, do you see apparitions more, or do you see orbs?
I see orbs more, and ectoplasm.
Okay.
Definitely, and hear the EVPs. Like, we can play it back immediately now within 10 seconds and hear it, ask questions and hear, or we can hear in real time. So,
okay.
Which
so
is
after you're there, say, for
know.
7 hours at a place, when you guys go back, do you go back and sit down and kind of go over through the reports from your EMPs or whatever and what you feel
exactly.
about the family or what you're doing?
We go back to the preliminaries, easy to use, we've found the photos we've taken that we can see, and tell them what our initial feeling is and do they want us to cleanse or not. Then we go back and we review all the evidence, burn it onto a CD, the EVPs, the pictures, the SLS camera, everything that we've got, and burn it onto a CD and then give it to them. So they can have all the evidence that we've encountered. Like this next.
Now, how do you know when you're successful?
If they're happy, and we check back with them. I'll generally check back with them a week later, and then a month later, and they'll let us know the activity's gone. You know, thank you, I do check back with them. And we're there with them until the activity is gone. Once we take on the case, we're there with them until the end.
Now, have you investigated any commercial properties or just personal,
yeah.
domestic?
We investigated the hospital ones. The conditions were deplorable. It was just, I couldn't believe a lawyer owned it. I can say the name of it, but there was just, the ceiling was falling in, glass was on the floor. I know Ghost Hunters had investigated it prior, and we didn't find any initial activity. We couldn't get any EVPs or anything, but supposedly a lot of people were. But so we've investigated a couple of places. Like, we want to go investigate a fort next. That there has been apparitions at. There's been battles at. It's called Old Goliad, I think. Goliad Fort. And we really want to go and investigate that next.
Well, I know,
like,
Nina asked. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know Nina asked earlier, did you have any other people, but have you ever been on a case that where you needed maybe a psychic or medium or channel or somebody to come in to assist?
Yeah, definitely. I feel I have felt the need with that before. What I generally would like to do is, I haven't found one yet. It's too bad you don't live in this area. That I know of in this area to come along with us. most of the ones live out east that I know of, or out in California. But there are lots of times where, yeah, I wish I had the assistance of a psychic or a medium, you know, to kind of go in after me and kind of cement what my feelings were and what we found.
Right.
So we can do the proper cleansing.
Have you ever had to back out and go get more equipment because you were overwhelmed at the site?
I generally pack everything in the car, which is, I have a little Mustang, so it's like overflowing. But I'll pack everything I've got generally in the car, so if we need it, we can just always go back out and get it.
Now, I'm just curious, and this is just like devil's advocate. Have you ever went on investigations that maybe it was more mental than actually an essence problem?
Yeah.
You know, they
might
have said that it was, I think it's spirits or stuff in here, and really it was their mentalness.
Right. Yeah, we have a questionnaire that we asked before, which there you've got to rely on people's honesty. You know, we ask, is there any mental illness? Is there any medications you're taking? We do glance up at the refrigerator sometimes, which I shouldn't, and see what kind of medications are that we need to know. And a lot of times, yeah, there's been questions in our minds about whether the person is really hearing it because there's activity, or whether they're kind of hearing it in their mind. We have suggested in the last team that I was on that they, before we go on anymore, that they get a complete physical, mentally and physically, from a doctor, and then we'll come out again. Because we've been out to the house 3 or 4 times, and we just couldn't find anything wrong. But they kept insisting there was.
You know why I ask? Because people have different mental issues, schizophrenic or whatever, you know.
Right.
So just how do you parlay that to make the differences between the two? Like, okay, this is truly a spiritual area that needs help, and this one is, she needs to see a therapist.
Right. Yeah, it comes down to, like we say, if we can debunk it with the scientific equipment we have, whether or not we can see the spirits on the SOS cam, whether or not we get any EVPs, anything from the EMF detectors, from the pictures, from any of the equipment. If we don't get anything after, you know, numerous 2 or 3 attempts, then we have to just presume that, you know, possibly it is in their mind. And there's something possibly physically or mentally or emotionally wrong. So we have to be very tactful about how we go about it.
Okay.
The last thing we want to do is upset anybody.
Okay. Well, we've talked about the problems or the interactions. Can you give us a little bit about the cleansing, how you remove, you know, some aspects of that, of how you remove these souls to go on to a better realm?
We like I say, there's the slave code that we use, or that I've used, and then I'll use holy water, and then do cleansing to get them to move out with the evil spirits. I'll use anointing oil. I'll use holy water. All these are blessed by a priest. I will use salt from the Dead Sea. I use the holy water from Lourdes. I use the Palo Santo. I use, I use a smudging feather. And then we have a prayer. There's a cleansing I developed. And so we walk around from room to room, starting from the back, and then we go forward and kind of push it out. And then until we get to the front door. And then the last thing we do is open the front door, put a seal of salt, put a seal of the oil, and then push it out the front door.
Okay.
So that's how we go about that. Yeah. And it works very well.
Okay.
And there is a
Nina?
Different attachment cleansing that I have.
Uh-huh.
I have done those over the phone. I've assisted with demonic cleansings over the phone. And they've all worked. Of course, they have to be vigilant with them, but it does work if I coach them over the phone.
Oh, okay. Miss Nina?
When you're asking a spirit to cross over, what's the steps you go with that?
First of all, I'll ask if there's any spirits first that want to be crossed over. Then I'll review the recording, and if I get a yes, I'll ask how many spirits want to be crossed over, and I'll wait for that answer. Like I said before, I got the number 7. I'll say the slave's prayer, which is what I had. I'll sprinkle holy water over the site, and then I'll ask Archangel Aziel and Archangel Michael to please open up the light for them. And I'll wait, and then I'll ask them to please cross through the light. And then I'll wait a few minutes. And then I'll ask the angels if they've all crossed over. And I'll generally get an answer, yes or no. Most of the time,
okay.
It's yes.
Okay. Is this the same procedure you do when you're in a home?
I actually have not done this in a home yet. I first started doing that this summer, crossing spirits over.
Okay.
So I will do that, start doing that in the home before I do the cleansing. I'll start doing the crossover.
Yeah, because that
I believe it's vitally important.
Yeah, yes, it is. The question I was going to ask you just flew out of my mind. It's gone.
Yeah, I want to help the spirits as much. I mean, like I say, they are people, and if they're lost and scared and alone, I want to help them as much as I can. Just like I'd want to help somebody here on Earth.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. The ones that I have hanging around, the ones I have hanging around here now, do not want to cross over. They're my friends and they're my family. So yeah, they don't want to cross over. They've been with
me
for a while, and
right.
I also have. So yeah, I'm quite content with them being here. There's several spirits, like I said, that will come through the house. It's like I describe it as a bus terminal. I have them coming and going all the time. Some of them will stop because they want or need something from me, and I'm more than willing to help whatever they need. Sometimes they're just here just because it's a safe place. So, yeah.
Right. You're kind of like a beacon to them too, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And because they know it's safe and because they know I'm not afraid, they're here often.
Right.
In fact, yeah, there's several here right now, and I have tons of angels in the room with me. They're really enjoying the show, by the way.
Okay, that's really cool. I wish I could see them like you guys did.
Okay. All right, Lennis, have you got anything else?
She answered, because some of the questions I wanted to ask, you answered. You asked them, and she definitely answered all of mine. Well, I do have this question. I don't know if, are you familiar with this show called Dead Lives? I'm trying to think. It's Amy and Steve.
Oh, the Dead Files. Yeah, I am.
Dead Files. Thank you. Listen to me. I'm saying Dead Lives. See, I was trying. Where she goes in and, you know, looks for the spirits, whatever that is wrong, and she's had some problems. I really read about her, too, where she's had attachments. Going in some places, and because you know at their show, she brings up people that they need to psychic or medium or shaman, whatever, to come in to help.
Right.
Eliminate. Yeah.
Exactly. She's
so
doing
I
a lot
ask,
of different
this,
things that I never heard of.
Yes, because when she talked about the elementals, I didn't even know about them. Then I had to read about it. I didn't know there was such a thing as elementals. Yeah, that was interesting. Is your company the first in Texas for this type of work?
For the investigations?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe so. Now, for the spiritual cleansing kits, I think so. But not so far for the investigations.
Oh, okay. Just curious, because I know... you know, when those shows, Ghost Adventure and all those came out, boy, all of a sudden they were on all the stations, different types or,
oh yeah,
you know. So I was like, okay, I can't believe all that. I need something that's real, that's tangible.
Right.
Tangible, yeah.
Well, that
not to say that
to
maybe they were true, but.
Lennis,
right.
We do have a caller.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Get to the caller. Area code 917, you're on the air live on In the Studio. Do you have a question for Ms. Brady?
Yes. Why didn't I get the job that I really wanted? What was the reason?
Oh, we're not doing psychic readings right now, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye.
To listen to the show. We're talking about supernatural paranormal investigations. If you would like to continue and listen, you can, or you can ask Ms. Brady a question. But psychic readings is on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Did you want to continue listening to the show, or you want to hang up?
I'll decide later.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, back to Stephanie.
Okay.
This has really been, God, the time went by fast. Look at, see, because when it's something good, whew, it just goes so fast.
I hear you.
But I want to tell you, Stephanie, thank you. You're under the weather, and I really, really do. I mean, not just me, but Nina, too, appreciate you taking an hour out your busy schedule to spend with us and give us the opportunity to share your company with other people around the world, but also, you know, informing us and empowering people that don't know, you know, giving them education.
Thank you. It's been an absolute joy for me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well,
so
we appreciate
much.
You. Go ahead,
yes,
Nina.
You're welcome, hon.
Well, yeah, and, you know, get back to us sometime, and maybe we can have the team on. That would be really a lot of fun. And
yeah, that would be awesome.
Get some more
I'll try
questions.
I'll pin them down.
Oh, yeah, because then we could do a round table. Yeah.
There you go. That would be perfect. And try and stay warm up in Canada.
Yeah. It's kind of cold up here right now. We're going into a warming, what we call warming, 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, geez.
But lately it's been like minus 20, so it's been very cold. And we've got a fair amount of
I've been complaining. It's 50 out here. I've been complaining. So I guess I won't complain anymore.
No, please don't.
You got it. But thank you both. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And like Nina said, hopefully, you know, you come back one day and the rest of your staff members and we can do a round table and just put
I'll
all kind of
down, definitely. And I'll let you know.
Yeah, but we thank you definitely for coming forward and doing the show with us. That's a wonderful thing in itself right there. You've educated
You're
people,
welcome.
Empowered them, and also, you know, we learned something tonight, and that's always good.
Yeah, well, I learned something too, so thank you. And you both have a wonderful week and a great night.
You too, and thank you so much for being with us tonight, Stephanie Brady. We love you.
Anytime.
Do it again.
I love you too. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Miss Nina, that was a good show. I believe our next one coming up will probably be human trafficking. I'll talk to that FBI agent and get that lined up and let you know. So anyway, and thank you. Thank you, everybody from around the world, in the chat room, on the phone, whatever, for being with us today. We appreciate that. Miss Nina, I'm going to let you close it out. Go ahead.
Thank you, everyone, for being here this evening. It was very informative. And Stephanie, I hope you do get one of your animals trained to work with you guys. It would be very interesting. Thank you very much, Stephanie, for being here with us. And for those of you listening, I hope you are well informed. Good night. Have a great week.
Good night.